Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's time to have some fun with the playoffs. We're going to have a playoff coach draft. I have the number one pick. John picks second. Tom will pick third. You got to pick from the field of active playoff coaches. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, with the number one pick, Andy Reid. Three-time Super Bowl champ. Oh, how did you not take Dan Campbell? I know. Three-time Super Bowl champ, 26 playoff wins, the second most in NFL history. Come on, guys. Andy Reid is the pick.
Yeah, seems like a no-brainer. And since I have the number two pick, obviously the question is, do I just go with the hometown hero and Dan Campbell? Do I go with a Harbaugh? Do I go with Sean McDermott, a guy that is in the discussion for Coach of the Year? Do I go with track record in the playoffs? I'm not going to. Well, somewhat I'm going to. I am going to go with Dan Campbell. I have been all in on Dan Campbell since he's been here, but especially this year, talking about the 14 wins with this schedule, and I know we're not talking about it today, but have you seen the schedule for next year? That road schedule is it's a tough road. We'll talk about that more, as next year approaches. But I got to go with Dan Campbell. The way that he has prepared this team, the mindset that this team has, the culture that they're playing with, he is a coach that will take you places you never thought you could go before. So give me Dan Campbell.
You know, we're doing this right now, right? We're not doing it for a resume thing. This is a right now thing. And I don't have a problem with that. I do think you could make a debate with the guy that I'm going to pick, and this will ruffle some feathers and probably John's a little bit because he just doesn't like him. But look, it like him or not, Sean McVay, seriously, his record and he's had one bad year, and it was Stafford got hurt, I believe, that right after the Super Bowl, right? You just can't deny what he's done. He's been to two Super Bowls, he's won one, just a great track record. And in the right now, I think he's one of the best play callers in the league. Since we're doing Snake, right?
Yep, you get back to back.
I get back to back, so I'm going to go a little more legacy here, and I just think pound for pound, this guy is right up there with anybody else remaining in the playoff field, and that's John Harbaugh.
Yep.
John Harbaugh is, I think, a great leader of men. I think the Jim Harbaugh has a little quirkiness that I think rubs people the wrong way. You know, 4 or 5 years down the road, John Harbaugh doesn't have that, more of a steadiness to him. He's proven he can win with a pocket passer and one of the great running passers of all time that's rivaling Michael Vick. I mean, to me, maybe sometimes John Harbaugh doesn't get enough credit for making Lamar Jackson one of the great quarterbacks of his time. I took one, didn't I?
Oh, no, yes, you did, but... his history in the playoffs, is it Lamar? Is it John Harbaugh? What is it? Because I know, obviously, he's got a Super Bowl, but...
He's done it with two different quarterbacks, got into a Super Bowl, and then, look, they got Mahomes the last year.
So here's a question about this draft. Are we grading it on... which teams go the furthest?
No, I think the coaches that do the best job, and you leave that open to interpretation, right?
All right, then...
otherwise, you're just picking teams at that point.
Right. So I'm going to go with another team that we saw on Sunday night, and that was a 14-win team. But what he's done with Sam Darnold, what he has done with that Vikings team that was projected to be I don't know, what, a 6 or 7 win team? I'm going with Kevin O'Connell. I think he is a tremendous coach. The more I learn about him, and then you hear him mic'd up, the way that he handles his players and the kid gloves that he uses at times with Sam Darnold, the tough love at times that he uses with his team, I think Kevin O'Connell is a hell of a coach, so I'm going there. And he scares me in this division.
He's a hell of a coach. He deserves to be runner-up for Coach of the Year. He's done a phenomenal job. This is the first pick out of order on my big board. Okay. The first four were the first four. This is the first wild card to me. But it lets me pick someone I'm excited to select sixth overall here. A man who's won a Super Bowl, who's taken a rookie quarterback into the playoffs.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Who has a winning record in the postseason and one of the gutsiest calls in the history of the Super Bowl. Give me Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised. And that leaves me with...
No, he's got two.
Oh, you got... Okay, all right.
Peyton really had a renaissance season with what he did with Bo Nix.
Yeah.
And he may have played in two Super Bowls, if not for that pass interference deal between the Rams and the Saints back in 2019.
I got excited because I thought I was going to get my next pick. If you take him, I might have to punch you in the face.
Well, McVay beat Peyton in the playoffs.
You're right. The guy I'm going to take, I don't think you're going to take, John, but it's a guy who's coached in a Super Bowl. Guy we think is going to win this week in the NFL, who's brought structure and physicality and technique to the Los Angeles Chargers. Give me Jim Harbaugh. A national champion.
You can live with that, weirdo.
You were never going to take him, were you, no matter what?
God, no.
Just because you... All right, you can't make
weirdo.
This personal.
He's a... And sports are personal. I can make it whatever the hell I want. Don't tell me how to draft.
I just want you to win with your coach. He wins.
He does win. 5-3 in the playoffs in his career. He's coached in a Super Bowl as an NFC champion.
All right. Give me a coach that wins.
Give me Eberflus over Jim Harbaugh. You would, wouldn't you?
No. That's stupid. I may be emotional, but I'm not stupid. I'm going to go with a guy that is as consistent as an individual as the day is long, and that's Mike Tomlin. I think he is one of the great all-time coaches. Now, is it just simply getting into the playoffs? Is it simply having a winning record? Some of that is, part of the success. He hasn't won in the playoffs because he hasn't had a quarterback. Roethlisberger is not coming out of retirement, and even if he did, he's not going to be the Ben Roethlisberger of old. But to be able to win with the quarterbacks that he's won with, look out if they ever find a way to get a franchise quarterback again. Give me Mike Tomlin.
I respect the leader of men argument. I do think he's a good coach. 8-10 in the playoffs. Hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. That Super Bowl's a long way in the rearview mirror. That's why I passed on him.
Okay. Well, Jim Harbaugh's never won a Super Bowl.
Right now, I'd rather have Jim Harbaugh.
Me too. This is where it gets hard. Like, I think you can make great cases for each of these guys, and nobody remaining has won a Super Bowl.
Correct.
Guys have been to it. You know, the interesting thing here, I think, right now, what you did with O'Connell, John, is that you took him over LaFleur, and LaFleur is still available, and I think LaFleur is a great coach, but he hasn't been to a Super Bowl. I'm going to stir things up here, and people just aren't going to like it because they don't like them. Sometimes people just don't like people because of the way they look. But the bottom line, this guy is 48-20 as a head coach. That's over 700 win percentage. He's taken a team to a Super Bowl and lost an absolute classic and lost to Mahomes. I'm going Sirianni.
I respect it.
You know, besides a, five-game losing streak last year to end the season. And look, this whole thing of this narrative that there's still locker room problems there, whatever, okay? It's like people are just trying to drive him out of there. I think it's fake. Seriously. Just because A.J. Brown says something one week doesn't mean that he was mad at Hurts. Hurts wasn't playing
just,
well.
It wasn't just him that said it. How do you not look at the way that they collapsed last year?
It's Matt Patricia. Darius Slay said
he hired him.
Yeah, exactly. Mistake. But the guy's been to a Super Bowl is Dan Campbell.
Not yet.
All right. I'm just saying. Not that I would take Campbell over him, but he's got the resume here. And then the other guy, I'm just going to go with who I like here, and I think he's a good coach, and he went back to what he wants to do. And again, he let an outsider come in and nearly destroy it all in Stephon Diggs, and that is Sean McDermott. could really make a case to be coach of the year this year. I still think Campbell should get it. But McDermott weeded out the problem, and Josh Allen had an MVP year. He made the right choice. He got the, you know, you just can't have guys come in from the outside. Diggs was an outsider when he came in. The Bills were playing well. And you can't deny that they played well with Diggs, too. But over time, he was a cancer.
He's a hard coach for me to judge. Like, he's got a losing record in the playoffs. How much of that is the Mahomes effect? How much of that, and how much of that's fair to hold against him, and how much isn't?
I mean, to me, the McDermott LaFleur debate, I don't know how you pick one. I just went with the guy I went with, and he's bald.
Okay. Bald guys got to stick together.
Yeah, a little bald love.
John, so, final pick for you.
Yeah, and I mean, you obviously, I love the NFC North, and I was curious for Matt LaFleur. First of all, I love saying his name. Second of all, what was he going to do without a Hall of Fame quarterback? He showed with Jordan Love that he can develop a quarterback. I don't think that Jordan Love ever becomes a tier one quarterback. I think he dips his toe into the water of tier two at times. Right now, you think he's a tier three, but he's still young. But to be able to win consistently with Jordan Love, to be able to win when you're big time, just paid quarterback goes down with Malik Willis. Malik Willis is undefeated as a Green Bay starting quarterback. Not done in Tennessee, but just in Green Bay, Greg. I know you're nodding your head. I got to put a bunch of qualifiers on there. I think he is a tremendous quarterback. And this is the best division in football for a reason. It has the best coaches as a whole in football. And I was able to get Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, and I'm going to put Matt LaFleur in that category of guys that I would first of all, would love to play for, but I think are great coaches.
Three guys left for one pick for me. The undrafted options in front of me are Todd Bowles, D'Amico Ryans, and Dan Quinn. Not great options compared to everybody else we've drafted.
That's what you get when you have the number one pick and...
I think there's a clear one here. I almost went with him.
Okay, so I'm going to take Todd Bowles. And you, he's made a bald face. That was not the guy you had in mind.
This is clearly not clear.
You're splitting hairs here, but I go Dan Quinn because he's done it two places.
Yeah.
So I went Bowles. They won a playoff game last year. Losing Brady, he's kept the ship afloat. They've won four straight division titles. When they won the Super Bowl, his defense led the way. So I go Todd Bowles. So to recap, I have Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, and Todd Bowles. That is four Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And guys who have been to Super Bowls in the case of Harbaugh and Bowles as a DC. Yep. John has Campbell, O'Connell, Tomlin, and LaFleur.
One Super Bowl.
But you got guys with upside.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Campbell may cement it this year.
I have the future. Future of football.
Okay. I'm apparently stuck
in the past.
Three yards in a cloud of dust. Uh-huh. Prehistoric. Yes. Tom has Sean McVay, John Harbaugh, Nick Sirianni, and Sean McDermott. Two Seans.
So this is our coaching rankings. If you just took our rankings between the three of us, 1 through 12, it's Reed, Campbell, McVay, John Harbaugh, O'Connell, Peyton, Jim Harbaugh, Tomlin, Sirianni, McDermott, LaFleur, Bowles. Top 12 coaches in football, who we all collectively think right now.
Let us know.
We did a good job collectively.
I think so. It's 97-1. Before we get to the two grand slam, that's right, it's back today in 5 minutes. Let's get to Heather's
How
news.
Awesome. This is also awesome. Sunday night's Lions-Vikings game at Ford Field drew massive ratings for NBC.
Yeah.
Massive. With an average viewership of 28.5 million, it was the largest audience for a regular season finale on Sunday Night Football since 2012.
The buildup, it was a historic matchup. Two 14-win teams.
Most combined wins for a matchup in regular season history.
Yeah.
And the number one seed was, not just the division, but the number one seed was riding on who won. And if you didn't win, you're going to hit the road.
First time in 31 years, the one seed was at stake the final week of the season. Yeah. And the Lions put on a show.
Yeah, yep. For sure. Like I said, everyone seemed to be watching the Lions, including Dak Shepard, who was watching the Lions at the Golden Globes.
Awesome.
I love this story. I also really like Dak Shepard and Kristen Bell. They're like one of my favorite couples. Well, he was there at the Globes because his wife, Kristen Bell, was nominated. And they're both Michigan natives, right? He's from Milford. So she did this video she posted on social media. She's showing that Harrison Ford, Anthony Mackie were up on stage presenting an award for like best animated picture, showing that. And then she pans to Dax and he is sitting there, head down, phone between his knees, eyes glued to the Lions game. And she hashtagged the video with priorities.
Yeah, he was watching as they kicked the field goal right before the half. Big swing play. Lions fans, man.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Also, speaking of the Golden Globes, the internet is freaking out over Jennifer Coolidge and her real voice. So apparently she used her real voice on the red carpet and people are losing it. People are just now realizing that her voice that we all know from all of her movies and shows, American Pie, The White Lotus, is not her real voice. And one person jumped online and said, has my entire life been a lie? Another one said, I feel bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray.
Do we have the audio?
I wish we did, but no, we don't.
Okay.
I looked at the article and there was not. So she was being interviewed and somebody was doing an impression of her in this interview. And then she responded, was like, hey, that's great. But it was in her
normal voice.
I know.
So she has an acting voice.
She has a stage voice.
What amazes me is when people have an English accent and then they're known for their voice and their great use of American version of the English language.
It is incredible when you hear that. You're like,
yeah, you're like, wait a second, hell are you?
Yeah, gets me.
You right. should hear John's off mic voice.
Yes, yes, it's very
wild.
Different.
Yes, so different. Yes. Lions fans quickly snapped up tickets Monday afternoon for the team's upcoming divisional round playoff game at Ford Field. So there was a limited number of tickets that were released, were made available online at Ticketmaster, and buyers were restricted to 2 tickets per account, so you couldn't go and buy a ton at once. And only resale seats remained on Ticketmaster for about an hour after the tickets were made available at 2 p.m. And prices on that site ranged from $9.99 to over $7,000. So now tickets available on other resale sites show prices ranging from $609, to $15,000. What?
Keep in mind, you can get to the Super Bowl cheaper than that high end.
$15,000? Come on.
I don't understand it for the divisional round. I would maybe understand it for the NFC Championship game. Who knows if you get to host one again or how long it might be. But
$15,000?
Oh, I'm not paying it. There's no question.
No.
Somebody will.
But to John's,
I don't get it.
To John's point, not at that level.
The uniqueness of it.
I get it's unique, sure. But
it'd be the first time they ever win their way into the Super Bowl. It'd be at home at Ford Field. I'm not paying that, but I understand that being a high ticket item.
Screw it. I'll sell my house, sell my car, let's go. Like, what? Who's spending that kind of money? My goodness. Finally, you guys, I saw this and I thought, well, this is interesting. According to a new survey, nearly half of all Americans carry backup underwear with them just in case, you know, you have an accident or you need to change your clothes. Maybe you go to the gym and you get a little sweaty.
What percentage was that?
Nearly half.
So that means we have a 5-person show. 2 or 3 of us got backup underwear?
Yeah. 70...
John's reaching in his backpack. Tell me you don't have backup underwear.
He does.
I actually have a pair in my backpack. Yeah, I don't know why they're there. I'm not worried about having
an accident or getting a little too sweaty.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, that's what they're talking about. I don't know. Yeah.
They're talking about, you know, maybe if you go to the gym,
you get swamp butt and you want to swap them out. Yeah.
Well, Stoney has 6 pairs, so that really skews everything.
Right. Yeah. Just glad to know he wears them.
Yeah. 70% of people who carry spare underwear say they have had it come in handy at least once. And it is more common among younger generations. 60% of Gen Zers, 57% of millennials say they have just in case underwear with them at all times.
Very proud that I can relate to the younger generation. Yeah, baby.
It also says the people who do replace their underwear more often. Like, you don't hold on to older pairs. You get rid of them and buy new. Where those who don't, I guess we hold on to them for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I hold on to mine forever.
It's a very hip and cool John Jansen.
Look at him.
That's right.
And Heather with the
spare underwear.
I got my drawers.
Let's get to the two
grand.
Well,
then you say that.
I was going to say, now you just undid everything.
You sure did.
2 grand slam.
First. first one back in the new year. Yep. How exciting is this? I didn't even realize it was starting today until I saw it on the rundown, and I thought, this is going to be a great day.
I actually thought about it last night. I'm like, I wonder when the two grand slam starts again.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Our contestant this morning, Happy New Year, Mike in Novi.
Happy New Year, guys.
Good morning. Better. You ready to start the year off right with us?
Yes, I am.
Right. Mike, you got this. You're going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. If you don't know one, pass. We'll get back to it. You're going to get $25 for each question you answer correctly. $2,000 if you get them all right. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Who wears jersey number 34 for the Detroit Lions?
Wild, pass.
Who do the Houston Texans play on Saturday?
Chargers.
Who are the Texas Longhorns playing in the CFP on Friday night?
Notre Dame.
Alex Rickman played this character in Die Hard.
Can you repeat the question? You broke up.
Eric Rickman played this character in Die Hard.
Pass.
Sorry. This city is hosting the Super Bowl in February.
Mike?
This city is hosting the Super Bowl in February.
Oh, I think
he's still there on hold or on the line.
Mike,
we can't.
Where's the Super Bowl going to be, Mike?
Name a city.
Are you there, Bueller? Bueller.
Oh, this is painful. Painful start.
He is still there.
Where'd he go?
I wonder if he's
still there.
Accidentally hit the mute button.
Maybe he muted himself.
I don't know. Check your mute button, Mike.
Mike, we're going to put you on hold because you did get one right. It's $25. Boy.
What a disappointing start to the WTF year.
Seriously. We knew it was going to be a bad one, apparently.
Oh boy.
Man.
Has that ever happened?
Somebody
had somebody hang up.
Yeah, but we haven't had actually somebody drop the call.
We had it happen one time.
Freeze out.
Back in 2010, probably.
20, probably.
Okay. Well,
he took dramatic pause to another level.
Well, he did. And I actually thought after number one there, when he passed on jersey number 34 for the Detroit Lions, which is obviously Alex Anzalone, I actually was about to ask Mike, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of set us up to think that he was still thinking, yet. We couldn't hear him.
Oh, no.
That sucked.
Yeah. That really did.
What a bad, bad start to
the
year.
Have you ever accidentally hit the mute button?
No,
I
didn't.
And you're talking? And
no.
Yes.
No. Never.
I mean, I have, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've fat-faced it.
Didn't even really know I had one.
You didn't know you had a mute button on your phone?
Never used it. Never even.
You've never been, like, talking to someone and muted the phone to say something to someone next to you?
Never.
Okay. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I mute the phone all the time to say something to the kids, like, shut the hell up!
No, I just say everything I need to say in front of whoever I'm talking to. No
filter.
No. I guess I knew.
So we can save like five of these questions.
I was going to say, repurpose them using Thursday.
That's great for me. All right. That's a great start to the year.
At least somebody wins.
And then I messed up number four on the second time around. Did I get it right the first time around?
The first time, yes. It's Alan Rickman.
I think you said off.
The second time you said
Eric.
Eric, yeah.
Yeah, I said Eric. Yeah.
Rick. Rick Rickman.
Rick. Rickman.
this wonderful.
Rick, man.
This wonderful two grand slam was brought to you by Femininity Law. Sorry,
Jensen.
Jensen. We'll go through the five questions.
Him that once.
Did he?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Was this like in the first
once?
Show?
Yes.
I mean, at least.
Stoney and Jensen, 97 won the ticket.
Who's that?
You got a new co-host? Anzalone wears 34. The Texans play the Chargers. He got that right. Mike and Novi will get $25 for one right answer. The Longhorns don't play Notre Dame. They play Ohio State. At least he guessed another team in the playoffs. Hans Gruber is what we're looking for in Die Hard.
And Alan Rickman.
Yes.
Yes.
And New Orleans is the site.
Host city. Yeah. I don't know if he was on hold going, New Orleans. But hey, check your cell service. Make sure you call from somewhere where you can actually answer the questions.
We'll save the rest of them. Next chance to win Thursday, 7:25. Speaking of the Super Bowl in February in New Orleans, now that the playoff field's set, have you made plans? It's 97-1. One resolution might be better cell service. Ticketek reacting to the two grand slam. I hate that we're carrying this over into 2025, but people dunking on our contestant. I don't know what happened. Texter says, I've accidentally hit mute on my AirPods all the time. I have no idea how to turn it off.
On your AirPods?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you tap it once or twice. I don't know. I turn off all of those functions because you could do it so easily on your phone, and I just do it on my phone. I don't want to say something that has a function that I don't know about.
It says, poor Mike. Two grand slam just became the $25 strikeout, Matt in Heartland. Notre Dame, what planet is he on? Sad trumpets, disaster, destroyed my Tuesday. That and more on the ticket text. One of the questions we did get to was, where is the Super Bowl this year? New Orleans. And John, I'm curious, and I know you were asking about it too before the show. Have people made plans for the Super Bowl? Whether that's New Orleans or otherwise, have people started putting together concrete plans for February 9th?
Yeah, and it's are you possibly making plans to go to New Orleans? Did you get your airline ticket? Have you set up the hotel? Are you looking for tickets online and say, you know what, I'm not going to pay the 15 grand to go see them at Ford Field, which I think is, you can ask for anything you want. I don't think you're going to get it. But, or have you changed? Normally, people have specific things they do for the Super Bowl. The Lions haven't been a part of the equation. Now, we kind of stumbled into a possibility last year, but this year they are a team coming out of the NFC, having home field advantage, the number one seed, two games to get to the Super Bowl. It's a three-game season. Can they get there? Are you changing who you want to watch the game with or where you're watching it at? Maybe you'd normally go to a bar and you're saying, you know what, if the Lions are in, I don't want to be around people. I just want to be at home. I want to watch it.
Solitude. Or with your dad or just a couple close friends.
Yeah. And I don't want to have those conversations. I don't want to have those uncomfortable moments. I don't want to have the anxiety. And if they win, I don't want to have to drive home. If they lose, I don't want to have to drive home.
It's interesting, right? The idea of Super Bowl parties are more casual, and some people are there for the halftime show and the commercials, and someone's getting snacks, and if you miss a second down play, who cares? If it's the Lions in the Super Bowl, I can't imagine you're going to want to be anything but dialed into every single play of that football game.
Right.
How have your plans changed, / are they changing, / have you already made those plans? 248-539-9797.
Are your plans changing?
Well, let's talk about it. I know the station has to make plans.
Right.
And the last check-in we had with the boss was, if they're there, we'll be in New Orleans for the lead-up.
Yes.
We'll be doing, again, this is not 100%, but it sounds like we're going to do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday shows in New Orleans leading into Sunday's matchup in the Super Bowl, if they're there. But we have to plan this stuff.
Right.
And then the game itself, you and I had a little interesting difference of how we want to handle it.
Yeah, and because the tickets are going to be limited, right?
Yeah.
Or
space and passes.
Space, press box, all that stuff is going to be limited. And I offered up before anybody even said anything about going to the game. I said, if tickets or media passes, credentials are limited, I would like to come home Friday right after the show.
You want to be in Detroit for the Super Bowl.
I want to be in Detroit for the Super Bowl for a couple of reasons. The number one reason is I'm still pissed that I never got there. And I don't want to go watch somebody else celebrate and enjoy that moment. I'm still mad that I never got there. And I don't know if I'll ever get over that.
You got to let it go.
I don't know that I can go back and play. I know that. I don't know that I can. I honestly don't know that I can. So I don't want to be there and experience it from a fan's perspective. It was easy for me to go back to the Rose Bowl because as a kid growing up, I wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. It was a Big Ten championship. I had no idea it was going to be a national championship riding on it. I got to go there once. So going back to do the game last year, it was a great moment because it brought back great memories and I got to experience it more. Now, the venue was the same, but the Super Bowl, obviously the venue changes every year and you go back to some, you know, you hit some of the hot spots repeatedly, but that experience, I never got to experience as a player. And it just brings back all of those opportunities that I felt like we were going to have, but we either came up short, whether it's, and introspectively, I look at if I had gotten this block, would it change this game?
Yeah.
All of those things come rushing back and it's, call it weird, crazy, whatever. It's part of my mindset and I don't want to be there. Another part of the mindset is it's total chaos. I would much rather watch that game from home. I get to experience all of it, except obviously the personal things that happen from being there.
But you'll see the camera angles. You'll be ahead on everything. You won't miss anything.
You can rewind. Especially if the Lions are there, I get a chance to rewind. I can watch it how I want to watch it.
You were talking about, you got this new TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't wait
to see the Super Bowl in this bad boy.
I like watching football on TV.
Yeah.
Like, unless I'm going to be a fan in the lower bowl and cheering, I would rather be watching it on TV. But I think the Super Bowl, I looked at it like this, like, once in a lifetime. It's not promised. If they're there, I'm going to stay. I'm going to be at the game. And I think people would look at that and say, you have to.
Maybe it'll change for me. Because I don't think that this is the only bite at the apple for the Lions.
And that's fair.
It's still your first.
As Taylor Decker pointed out yesterday.
And that's why I never had a first.
This could be your first, John.
Yeah, I don't want this to be my first.
We'll ease you in. It'd be all right.
It's always the best way to go. But I don't think this is the only bite at the apple. Because of Goff being young and it's a prime of his career. I don't say young, prime of his career. All of the other players that are impactful are young. And I just think that they're going to, the way that they've constructed this is sustainable, at least for the foreseeable future. I do think they're going to get a chance to be there again. And maybe the second time around, I'll say, you know what? Okay, yeah, I'll put my personal
baggage.
Yes, aside. And go. And,
am I going to be like your therapist in New Orleans leading up to the game? Is that what this is?
No, I don't. It's a weekend. I don't want to talk to you.
No, the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's going to be the game and also the emotions of John Jansen. You're going to be right outside the Super Bowl.
So I will make this a little bit more personal. If I get a chance to go for the lead up, if the Lions are there, I'm very excited about that because it's the NFL world coming together. There will be a ton of people that I haven't seen in 15 years or even longer. Some of those that I played with or for at the beginning of my career, that everybody converges on the Super Bowl. This year it's in New Orleans. I'll get a chance to see them reminisce. We'll have some of them on the show. That'll be great. But I don't want to be any part of the game. So
I may have connected a dot here. I think the farthest you ever made it in the playoffs was the divisional round.
Yeah.
And you lost to Tampa.
Yeah, my rookie season.
And I believe that Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
Oh, the location doesn't matter to me.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, right. I don't give.
You are a geography guy. I thought it might sting a little more.
I don't care.
Was it the ghost of Brett Conway?
Yeah, and
I think I better leave.
Matt Turk, long snapper.
You're trying to pick a wound right now is what you're doing.
Scab.
Yeah, listen.
No longer with us.
We bring this up because it's getting real. Like, we've had...
Thoughts and prayers. Sorry, just thoughts and prayers.
Yes. It's getting real, right? They're in the playoffs. They're the one seed. They control their own destiny. Plans have to be made, right? Like, tickets have to be booked. Hotel, Airbnb has to be booked. We've had meetings behind the scenes about how that would look if they're there, and we wonder if you guys have had those conversations as well. Do you want to be in New Orleans, whether it's the game or around the game? Do you want to be in Detroit because you'd rather be around Detroiters? Are you going to a bar, a restaurant, a watch party at Ford Field? I'm sure they would do one. Where are you going to be if they're in the Super Bowl?
There's a great scenario for the last minute. Gotta see the Lions in it. They have to win the NFC Championship game. Airlines, it's either too expensive. If it's all booked up, no hotel, there's a last-ditch option that I think would be amazing.
Okay, I want to hear about it next. We got ticket, text, phone calls, and more. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you and find out what is going on in your life right now? How many accommodations do they need? What different products do they have that fit your unique situation? And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's getting real. Lions are in the playoffs. They're the one seed. Everybody's thinking Super Bowl. And candidly, we've had those conversations off air with management, right? Bosses bring in, what do you guys want to do? Here's what we're thinking. You have to make these plans in advance. You can't wait till you win the NFC title game to book hotels and to get down there. And we will have a presence there if they're there. And it sounds like, John, we'll be doing some live shows the week of.
Yeah.
And then have an option to go to the game. And we ask you guys, have you started to make plans?
Right. Some. And again, it might be one from each show that's down there. Who knows how many media passes credentials or tickets that we'll get. And that's why I was very cautious and say this. I would like to respectfully decline. And fortunately, George Jimmy has worked with Chris Spielman when he was at a station down in Columbus. And it sounds like Chris had the same reaction when the opportunity came up for him to go down there for whatever reason. I don't know if it was doing a show or it was just to be there. Like, I don't want to be there because I didn't play in it. It's different now because he's going to be going with the Lions.
He'll be there as a representative. Yeah.
Right. And a team that he's helped build. But
you said you don't want to go to the game. You want to be here in Detroit. And there's a lot of people
who probably don't want to go to the game because of just the entire production that it'll be. Some people don't like crowds. I'm not a huge fan of being in the mix.
I think there are a lot of people who are going to say, I want to be hunkered down at home. I'm going to be a mess. I'm going to be emotionally all over the place. I want my inner circle. I want my dad, my brother, my normal football buddies.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a 45.
I want my replays.
Yeah, I don't want to go to a 50-person Super Bowl party or 100-person Super Bowl party. Some of you may. You may love the crowds. You want to go to a bar in Detroit. You want to be among Detroiters. The Super Bowl is sterile and corporate, and it costs a fortune. You may want to go to a Ford Field watch party if they do one. I assume they would. We've asked you guys, are you making plans? Have you made plans? What do you think you're going to be doing on February 9th?
And here are the last minute details that I was talking about. If you are one that, hey, I'm not going to make that investment, or I'm not even going to, you know, sometimes you got to put the deposit, you got to prepay for the hotel. Maybe you get it back if the Lions don't make it and you cancel your hotel or your flight. Maybe you get a credit. I'm not a big fan of the whole credit to use later because it's money you don't need to spend. Mm-hmm. But if the Lions win the NFC Championship, they're going to the Super Bowl, you got 2 weeks to get down there, wouldn't it be the ultimate road trip?
Oh, yeah, you could drive.
You come, some of your buddies and say, you know what, hey, it's going to actually be cheaper for the five of us to hop in the van and run down to New Orleans, make it a 2 or 3 day road trip. You get down there and you sort out the hotel. Maybe you stay 3 hours away.
Yeah. 15-hour drive from where we are right now. So, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
That's the boss move. That's where I was going with this. Yeah. If you have an RV, you get in the RV and you go. Oh. If you don't have an RV, you rent an RV here, which would be probably cheaper, and you drive it down there because then you can stay in it.
You're saving.
Yeah, you're going to have to bite the bullet a little bit in terms of comfortability, potentially, depending on how many people, how many the RV can sleep versus a couch and all those things. You can cook in it. You can really save some money. You'd probably have to stay at least an hour away from New Orleans, especially with what's happened down there.
Of course.
In terms of having that size. You know, type of a vehicle, but
14 hours.
Oh, that's so easy. It's less than Florida, people.
If we did the show on Tuesday, we could have the Costa and Jansen road trip.
Carson Anderson did the bus thing, and they broke down and had to do their one show from Mississippi.
That's right. Hey, I take the truck. Take the BBT.
They pulled off the side of the road and did it like it's some.
Take the BBT. We'll make it.
BBT's not big enough.
Huh?
Where are we staying then? So we're going to still get the Airbnb?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, station's still going to kick that off, but I think it would be awesome to be rolling down. Now, I won't let Costa drive the truck. Tom, I might let you. I think you're capable. Costa, it's four times
the
bigger
power.
Than the...
I know. He touched the accelerator.
It might go to his head. Yeah. Might come back a brand new man.
Could his cat go?
I'm just confused. If given the choice, I'm going to fly 10 out of 10 times. What are you talking about?
You don't want a road trip with us?
14 hours? No offense, guys.
This would be the, that's the experience ever. Then you have somewhere to stay.
Have you never been on a road trip?
I've done a road trip, John.
I'm telling you what, Detroiters out there, that if you're thinking about, oh, I can't afford this, but I would love to be a part of it. Like, I'll tell you this, guys. I've been to 3 or 4 Super Bowls in this business, and especially a city like New Orleans, compared to the one I went in San Diego. There is nothing like the energy of a Super Bowl weekend. And I don't believe you have tickets to go to the game. It's just,
yeah.
Once you get to Friday and Friday evening, Saturday evening, in a city that where everybody's kind of together and not spread out. I went to Jacksonville. That was an awful experience because everything was spread out all over the place. But San Diego and New Orleans, they've got downtown areas, obviously, Bourbon Street. To me, it's a no-brainer. And you can get back. Like you drive back Monday afternoon into early Tuesday morning, you get home and you're here for the parade. To me, that's the way. You don't have to rely on flights. You don't have to rely. Right. You are in control.
And how about you leave here, it's cold as hell, right? Windows are up, heat's on, you got the seats warm, and then all of a sudden you get down Tennessee area, you crack the windows a little bit, and then at some point
stop
windows
and get biscuits are down. And gravy.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah. Maybe you find a Hardee's along the way, and get yourself some biscuits and gravy, stop at a couple of Bob Evans.
And then additionally here, if you got the RV, then you tow one of your cars with you that you can get closer to the city, and then probably you'll have to take public transportation to get into the zone or whatever. See?
We got it all figured out. And I can't believe the apprehension that you have.
I don't have apprehension. I just would prefer to fly than drive somewhere if it's 14 hours. I mean, I don't think that's weird at all.
I obviously flying, it's less stress. I don't want to say it's less stressful. Flying is much quicker and it's maybe a little bit easier on the body, but if you get a delay somewhere and then all of a sudden, hey, the bags don't arrive or there's just some hang up. I would much rather always drive.
Now, after we stop and get biscuits and gravy, we'd be safe because John would have his backup underwear.
Yes. Yeah, biscuits and gravy. Trust me, I have been training for moments like this. You won't have to worry about it. I've got an iron gut. Training for my entire life for a moment such as this.
Let's get some phone calls in on this. Have you made plans for February 9th? Matt in St. Clair Shores. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Fellas, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning.
So first off, I'm glad I got to celebrate a double digit disco with you guys yesterday. I said it all week. No one wanted to get on board with it, but I'm glad I got to celebrate that with you guys. That was fun. As far as Super Bowl, I'm going to stay at home. I would love to be down there. It'd be once in a lifetime opportunity, but I'd rather be at Ford Field with 65,000 of my closest friends and have a party that way.
They'd pack that place, and the euphoria, right? You could feel the tension as the game's going. That's what you'd want to do.
Oh yeah. I'm sure they'll have the concourse. It'll be just like a regular game, I would think. And to be able to watch it on the screen, do whatever they do down on the field and whatnot, I just think that'd be a little bit better of a atmosphere rather than being down at, like you said, the corporate side of things at the Super Bowl and the big production that it is. I'd rather be at home with all my friends.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. That's what we're looking for. And for anybody who thinks we're jinxing this, people have had to make these plans. Like, you can't decide after they win the NFC championship, you know what, I think it'd be a good idea, I should go to the game.
Well, we had
too late.
A guy that was, I don't know, was working for Google or something, and he was going to be down in New Orleans for 6 months, and he decided, you know what, I'm going to buy a ticket, and if the Lions make it, great. If not, I can always sell it.
Exactly. 248-539-9797. We got a bunch of phone calls to get to. It's 97.1.